Good morning, everyone. Hopefully you see everyone from who is online as well. Welcome to the Technical Advisory Committee. And Carrie, if you will, please take us through roll call.
Sure. When I call your name, if you can announce present. Carrie Carmony George.
Present.
Michelle Christian.
Present.
Nate Hahn.
Present.
Mike O'Daniel.
Present.
Jeff Whitaker.
Present.
Matthew Bullock.
Present.
Doug Boom.
Present.
Nick Hall.
Present.
Leah Dykus. So I see Leah Dykus on here, and I'm not sure who she's with. So if your mic's not on, if you can just type in the chat box. And then we have a few people that are present in person. So Thomas Witt.
Present.
Okay, Leah is with Ark of Evansville. And we have Greg Walton.
Present.
And if there's anyone that I haven't called your name, if you could also announce that.
Carrie?
Yes.
Lori Van Hook is present also. She will be sharing a monitor with my sister.
Okay, thank you. I'll mark that down.
Great. Okay. We have everyone?
Yes.
Okay, super. Thank you very much. Well, we have our next item on the agenda is one that I certainly enjoy, which is the election of the 2022 officers, chair and vice chair. So we'd entertain a motion for, I guess, to see if we can put these together. Let's just start with the chair, I guess. Is there a motion or a recommendation for who might be chair, please?
This is a, yeah, I guess since everybody's shy, I would nominate Greg Walton for chair.
Nate will second that.
Are there any other nominations from the floor? Carrie, if not, do we need to do a roll call or can we do this through acclamation?
Acclamation.
If there are no other ones, we would entertain a vote through acclamation, signify by saying aye.
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 Any nays?
Aye.
Besides me, okay, I'll stay as chair. So we need a vice chair. And I'm trying to, Nate. Yeah, Nate is the vice chair. So, and Nate's back on live, so we get to see him. So is there any nominations for the floor for vice chair, please?
I'll nominate Nate. Matthew Bullock.
Is there a second?
This is Michelle Christian. I second.
Okay, thank you. Any other nominations? If not, they were closed. So do this by acclamation, signify by saying aye.
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 Any nays? Nate, you and I, man, we will be back together as a team. So.
Hooray. I look forward to it.
I know you look forward to it. It's amazing. Everyone should have received the minutes. Are there any corrections and or additions to the minutes that you've received? If not, we'd entertain a motion for their approval.
Nate will make the motion.
Is there a second?
Jeff will second.
Jeff will second, okay. For approval, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? If not, they are approved. Next up is old business, and that would be Pam and NDOT to give us a project update.
All right, I'll start with the City of Evansville projects. Walnut Street Phase 2, which is from Weinbach Avenue to Van Avenue, It was let for bid in January, but no good bids were received, and so it has been scheduled for a relet on April 6th, 2022. The signal head, oh, I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask, what were the changes that were made when it's going back out?
Yeah, so what they do is they review any feedback that they can get from the contractors. I think that there were some cost differences between what was in the system for maybe piping, things of that nature. You know, they just kind of look at where there may have been some differences between what the contractors were looking at and how they were looking at things. And then they kind of make some adjustments that way. They did not make any adjustments to the design in and of itself that I'm aware of.
Okay, just wondering. Thanks.
Sure. The market's a little crazy right now, I think.
Yeah.
I'm well aware we've got two out to bid right now.
The signal head replacement project, 8 intersections out of the 12 are complete. There are 4 intersections remaining, and all of the intersections that are remaining are on First Avenue. Franklin Street Bridge project in Vandenberg County. Clearing activities have to be completed by March 31st. Bridge work is not expected to begin until April. Oak Hill Road from Eastwood Drive to Millersburg. Utility coordination is continuing. Plan revisions are being made where possible to help avoid relocations or to improve the constructability of the project. Oak Hill Road from Lynch to St. George. They're working on addressing the comments that were received at the preliminary field check. In Wart County, Telephone Road, the public meeting was held on February 1st. Final environmental document has been submitted to NDOT for approval. In Epworth Road project, the consultant contract negotiations for preliminary engineering are underway.
A question regarding the Oak Hill.
Certainly. Which particular one or both?
I believe it's going to be the Eastwood to Millersburg.
Okay.
I was asked by a board member what complete street components will be added to that street, if you know that right now.
Let me confirm that with the county, and I can get back with you, but I believe that the intent is to continue the cross-section that's south of Lynch Road to the corridor that's on the north side of Lynch Road.
Okay.
So just
yes, if you can just...
Perfect. Absolutely.
If you can reach back to me by email, that'd be fine.
Okay, I can do that.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions before I move on to Kentucky projects? All right, we'll start with the Green River Road sidewalk project. The right-of-way phase for that project is underway. The Wathen Lane project by the city. The notice of proposed acquisition letters were sent out to the parcel owners, and appraisals are being completed. For the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet projects, Kentucky 2084 and Kentucky 812 or Airline Road. The project was let for bid in January and was awarded to Regal for a total of $1,063,785.88. And the Kentucky 2183 and Kentucky 1539 intersection improvement project, the city and county are reviewing the project purpose, need, benefits, and cost to identify a preferred alternative before moving forward with any additional work on that project.
All right, so that moves us on to NDOT.
Yes, please.
All right, so the US 41 bridge over Pigeon Creek, that's the old truss bridge. Currently working on the bridge piers, and 41 southbound will change, go down to one lane here in 12 days. So to elaborate on that, they're gonna eliminate the crossover to put you back onto 41. So I think they will force everyone to exit, go to Diamond, and then take the on-ramp to get from Diamond to 41 so that they can then work south of the bridge. And then the bridge will need to be completed before the northbound lanes can be completed. And they're kind of waiting on the river level right now. That's having a big effect on what they can do and what they can't. And then there is State Road 66 at Epworth. So that's the Lloyd and Epworth. Project was moved to August 10 letting, and a public hearing was yesterday evening. State Road 62.
May I ask a question about the Epworth public hearing? Were there any?
Sure.
And I saw it on television, but I didn't necessarily hear about the comments per se. Anything really negative about what was being proposed?
I haven't heard yet.
This is Jeff. I was at the meeting last night, and I didn't hear anybody make any really negative comments, or nobody got up and made any negative comments. So I thought it went over really well.
Thank you.
All right, so the next is Barker Avenue over the Lloyd. The project was moved to the June 15th letting, and the contract files have been sent up to our central office for advertisement. Then State Road 62, various locations between 61 and 161. That one also moved to the June 15th letting. They need more time for funding and right-of-way. Utility coordination is causing delays, and they had a meeting on the 4th about it. Moving down, US 41 at Hillsdale Road. We did receive the signed shared use agreement with CSX, and we're looking at bundling this project with the structure replacement just to the south of Hillsdale, and that contract is added just below. So that box culvert replacement, we're working through the maintenance of traffic options with Hillsdale and the structure, and we're looking at a crossover. And then the Lloyd from Rosenberger. So this is pavement reconstructions on the west side and several intersections on the east side. On the Lloyd, the preliminary field check was held yesterday. The west side projects will be held at the end of the month. And then the public meeting is scheduled for the 29th in person and the 31st virtual. And that is all for us. Any questions?
Okay, thank you very much for the project update. So we go on to new business, and first would be with Pam, the TIP amendments, and we need an approval for this one.
There are two TIP amendments to the 2022 to 2026 TIP. Both are in the transit section of the TIP. The first is to adjust the 2022 and 2023 funding for capital assistance to nonprofit organizations. And the second one is to add operating assistance to the nonprofit organizations for funding in 2022. And Matt will talk a little bit more about what that is all about a little bit later. The other thing that I would ask the committee consider is not only amending the operating assistance to nonprofits into the 2022 TIP, but also approve it to be added to the 2020 TIP. And the reason for this is the 2022 TIP has been adopted and included in the Kentucky STIP. The NDOT STIP has not been approved yet. So from NDOT and Federal Highway Indiana Division's perspective, they're still working off of the 2020 TIP, and we need for this to be in both so the grant can move forward. So the request is to approve the operating into both TIPs and then the adjustment to the capital just in the 2022 TIP.
Any specific questions from anyone regarding the request? If not, we'd entertain a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to accept as suggested.
Is there a second, please?
Nate will second.
Any additional discussion? If not, do we need to do a roll call with this vote or not?
I just wanted to announce, since Rick made the first, he wasn't on our first attendance roll call, so Rick Wilson is now on.
Okay, great.
Line.
Oh, for Mets. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so Pam, did you want me to explain more of that, or are we good?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay.
So we're for a vote. For approval, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Any opposition? Then that's approved. Next up is just informational, Pam. It's the TIP modification.
Yes. So the February 1st TIP modifications that were approved include several NDOT projects that were in the 2022 TIP, and they're just making some adjustments to the funding amounts and or fiscal years. So no new projects are added, just changes to projects that are in there. And rather than go through all of them, you know, if you take a look at them and you have any questions, right, just let me know. And then there's a March 3rd amendment, modification, excuse me. And there are three parts to this. The first part has four NDOT contracts, again, currently in the 2022 TIP, and they're just adjusting funding or moving it, that kind of thing. The second part of that is making some changes to funding for transit in the 2022 TIP. And then the third part is adding a project that's in the 20, or a phase that's funded federally in the 2022 TIP, showing that in the 2020 TIP. So that from the NDOT side of things, that phase can move forward with federal funding. And that was that modification.
And that is just informational at
just
this point,
informational.
Right?
But if there are any questions, right, I'd be happy to answer them.
Are there any specific questions? If not, thank you very much. Next up would be Matt. We're looking at some transit targets, and this will require an approval.
Yes. First one is for approval. Metz and Hart have been required to develop annual transit asset management targets since completion of their TAM plan in September of 2018. So at the beginning of each year, I'll reach out to Metz and Hart to gather their fleet information in order to develop the performance metrics from the previous year, as well as if they plan on getting any new vehicles, to create targets for the coming year. We're not required to do this for the nonprofits, but we also create asset management targets for the nonprofits just to keep track of their vehicle fleets. In addition to that, starting in 2021, Metz and Hart are also required to develop annual safety targets. So these targets are listed on the back and included in the Public Transit Agency's safety plan. So the targets are on the table that came in the packet. It'll show the 2021 measures and end-of-the-year targets for transit asset management. Safety targets are listed as 2020 because not all the 2021 safety data is completed yet, but we use that to calculate our 2022 targets. And we do need your approval for both the asset management and safety targets so that we can include them in all of our MPO documentation.
Okay.
Any questions?
No questions. Then we need to have a motion for approval, please.
Sean, make the motion.
Is there a second?
This is Lori. I second.
Okay. Any additional questions, comments?
I just had one question. I noticed for Hart, for the 2021 and 2022 targets for rolling stock buses that you have in A, so do they just not have any vehicles falling in that category?
Yeah, so the way that the FTA looks at this is the larger buses that are your 30, 35-foot buses and larger versus cutaways are the ones that are the E450, F450-type vehicles with a body on the back of it, and Hart only has the cutaway buses. They don't have any of the larger buses.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. We would approve this through acclamation, so all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposition? Then it's approved. And then, Matt, let's go on to, and we'll have two things, both D&E. First would be the 2022 Title Goals, and this is just informational.
Yep. The first one is the Title VI Goals and Accomplishments Report. At the beginning of each year, we develop this report that shows what we have accomplished as far as Title VI is concerned in the previous year, as well as our goals for the upcoming year. This typically includes any Title VI trainings and workshops we attend or complete, updates to the Title VI document and surveys, and the total number of Title VI complaints that we had in the previous year. And as usual, we have had no complaints, so we're good there. This completed Title VI Goals and Accomplishments report will be added to the back of the existing Title VI implementation plan, and then we share that with civil rights groups from NDOT and KYTC for their information as well. So just wanted to share that with everybody. If you have any questions, I'll take them.
Any questions, comments? If not, let's move on to the 2022 MPO Section 5310 grant public hearing.
Okay. And this is
informational as well.
Yes, this is informational. This is what Pam had mentioned earlier in the amendment for the TIP. We sent a public notice to the Courier and Press, which was included in the March 1st paper, for the 2022 MPO Section 5310 grant application to the FTA. And this is for the nonprofits. Typically, we do a call for projects for vehicles. And because, as the case with everyone else's vehicles, it is difficult to get one right now, any buses or minivans for the nonprofits. So as opposed to waiting until next year to use these funds, we are allowed to use up to 35% for operating expenses for the nonprofits. So we send out a call for projects to the nonprofits, specifically to ask for their interest in expanding or creating a new service that will help transportation to work and or transportation to medical appointments. We had four originally that had interest, but at this point it looks like three are actually going to apply. Missing Pieces, Royal Transportation, and Good Samaritan Home all have interest in providing a new transportation service to help seniors and individuals with disabilities specifically get to medical appointments. So we're trying something new. We've never looked at operating except for some of our COVID funding. So we're trying something new this year, and this is the public hearing, actually. So if anybody has any specific questions about using these funds for operating for these nonprofits.
Any specific questions? Comments?
Just one question. I noticed in the public hearing notice you also included chemo buddies, but they're not included in the final program, so I was just wondering.
Yes, that what was happened we them. Had when we originally reached out, we had four, and then we had individual conversations with each one of them. The 5310 funding is a reimbursement program at 50%, and Chemo Buddies relies on donations, and they operate with those donations as they go. So spending the money up front and then getting reimbursed for half of it later on was going to be a difficult proposition for them. So
they decided not to pursue that.
Yep. They're looking for money that's funds that are 100% for operating their service. So.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments? If not, Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there any other additional business to be brought forth before the committee? If not, are there public comments from anyone to be brought forth in front of the committee? If not, upcoming dates, we have a technical advisory committee meeting. The next one coming up would be May the 12th, so keep that on your calendar. Otherwise, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Watch out for the snow.